Marty Lurie here. Angel Pagan, boy, everything at a ballpark is beautiful. Some days better than others, but man, you had a good time today.
Today could be one of my best days in here in San Francisco. You know, I got to meet Manny, and that was something I wanted to do, you know, for so long, and I have, you know, finally happened.
Why were you so interested in Manny Pacquiao, the boxer?
Manny Pacquiao is a very humble person that, you know, even though he's got a lot of fame, you know, he keeps himself very humble, and he's a very family person, just like I am, and he's a very, very spiritual person like me, so we got a lot in common, that's why.
Well, you hit like him. No, I don't, I'm only kidding. You don't hit like him, but you gave him some instruction today. How would you describe his batting practice?
It was pretty good, actually. You know, when I first saw him swing, you know, he's had, you know, he was trying to hit from the left side, and he had his left hand down and the right up. You know, I had to tell him that, you know, if you want to hit lefty, you got to have your right hand down and your left up. And after that, his swing was pretty good, better than I expected, though.
You know, it's funny looking at him, Angel Pagan, with us. You know, sort of a little guy. You know, it looks like a nice, quiet man, but I guess you wouldn't want to be in the ring with him.
Oh man, you don't want to mess with Manny. He's second to none in the sport, but he's like you said, he's a very quiet person, very humble, you know, and a very, very good people to meet.
All right, so the boxing match is Pacquiao and Algieri. So you got to meet Algieri as well. Tell us about him.
Oh, very good guy too. You know, he was having a great time around us. You know, he wanted some pictures. You know, he wanted us to give him some tip about hitting and stuff like that. And hey, you know, it was fun to meet them both, and hopefully the fight is a very good, entertaining fight for the fans, and my money's on Pacquiao, though.
I think someone said it's in Macau, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it's going to be in China. I asked him, because for some reason I thought maybe it was going to be in MGM Grand Vegas, but it's going to be in China. You know, they kind of asked me if I'm going to China, but we'll see. You know, if I have some of the guys go, you know, and they inject me to go, I'm in, but it's a little far for me.
Well, I see as soon as you came in the clubhouse, you called your wife. Did you ask her if you could go to China? Was that what I heard?
No. No, you know, if I don't have to ask her, I just tell her, you know, let's go to China. We're going to watch Pacquiao's fight, just like I did with a couple others. Because she really likes Pacquiao as well. She's a big fan, too. But we'll see. We'll see. So we'll still have to win the World Series before we think of that.
Well, isn't that the truth? Big people, celebrities you've met in the game of baseball. Tell me so, because you've been in New York and Chicago. Big celebrities you met?
Yeah, I've met quite a few, you know, and it's, you know, I've been really fortunate to play in Chicago, New York, and San Francisco, and there's been quite a few celebrities, you know, that I meet, you know, have pictures with, and I feel blessed about that, because, you know, it's a lot of people that wanted to be in my position, I believe.
Can I ask you some of the celebrities that have come to mind?
Chris Rock, Kevin James, Robert De Niro, hold on, what was the name of the, you're fired.
Okay, we're going to come up with it, but sounds like Adam Dunn at the Academy Awards, he was there.
Yeah, I met quite a few other people, you know, Manny Pacquiao here, guys from Jackass.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, that's the one. Yeah, you're fired. Though you know what, the funny thing about Donald is that I was in the on-deck circle, and I hit a triple. He said hello to me and everything. I hit a triple, and the next thing, when I'm going to hit again, he looks at me, he's like, you're hired. So I thought it was pretty funny, and it was, you know, something fun to share with you.
All right, what a pleasure, Angel Pagan, back with us. We missed you while you were rehabbing. All right, September baseball, you've been down this road before. What does it mean to you?
Every game counts. You know, that's our attitude right here. We're down the stretch, like you said. We just got to go out there and just play the best baseball we can play. You know, we don't have time for losing. You know, we just got to go out there. We have a lot to lose, you know, a lot to gain. We just have to go out there and just play the way we know how to play. You know, it seems like the team is going through a very good time right now, and hopefully that's the way we're going to end up the season. So we'll see.
Well, you got new number two hitter behind you, Joe Panik. How do you like that?
I love it, actually. You know, he's I love the way he's approaching the game right now. You know, he's the guy that is his first year in the big leagues, and he's no panic. You know, it's no panic. I call him Panico, but there's no panic, man. He just go out there and plays like a veteran, and I really love it because, you know, he's been swinging the bat really good. He handles the bat really well, and it could help us a lot in the number two position.
Yeah, it helps your game, too. Well, you have a Marty Lurie bobblehead.
Oh, yes, I do have it right here. You know, I'm very happy to have one. Unfortunately, I couldn't attend to the ceremony, but it's been a pleasure, you know, and thank you very much for thinking of me to be there for you, and it's, like I said, it's a pleasure.
All right, as they say in Chicago, let's get some runs.
Let's get some runs. I'm ready. I'm ready to score some runs.
Thanks, Angel.
Thank you, Marty.
All right, more coming up on KBR 680, the sports leader.